AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House is taking a victory lap. The president this morning tweeting the news that lead Russia investigator Robert Mueller did not find evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. But Robert Mueller reached no conclusion on whether President Trump obstructed justice. Attorney General William Barr sent a four-page summary to Congress.
Democrats are seizing on a line in the summary that says the report did not exonerate the president on obstruction of justice, saying that shows the urgency of seeing the full report. They've said they're willing to subpoena Special Counsel Bob Mueller and Attorney General William Barr if needed. The White House says the president will let Barr decide whether to release the report.
He's more than happy for any of this stuff to come out.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders on NBC's Today Show saying the investigation wasted 2 years and millions of dollars, and Democrats owe the president an apology. Sagar Magani at the White House.
What do Americans think?
If there's no collusion, then like Trump says, there's no collusion, but I don't believe a word he says.
I don't trust any of it, to be honest with you. I don't trust Trump or anything that he says, and I don't trust anybody who's investigating him.
Two Denver residents we spoke with. Norway has opened an investigation into why a cruise ship carrying more than 1,300 people set sail despite storm warnings, forcing a rescue operation that airlifted passengers to safety Saturday night into Sunday morning. Medical authorities are revisiting the safety of breast implants used by millions of women in this country. It's the latest review in a multi-decade debate about their health effects. An expert panel assembled by the FDA will meet for 2 days beginning today to discuss the latest evidence. This is AP Radio News. American Airlines is canceling more flights because of Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft.
American Airlines, which has two dozen Boeing 737 MAX airplanes in its fleet, says it'll be scratching about 90 flights a day through April 24th, adding that it'll contact affected flyers directly as federal regulators continue to investigate a pair of deadly crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Aviation authorities in the U.S. and around the world grounded Boeing 737 MAXs earlier this month following tragedies with the plane model in Ethiopia and off the coast of Indonesia, which occurred within 5 months of each other. Matt Small, Washington.
Watch for Apple to announce today that it's launching a video service that could compete with Netflix, Amazon, and cable TV itself. The new video service is expected to have original TV and movies that reportedly cost Apple more than $1 billion. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.